now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, Kramer is back and a brand new segment for 2017 talking classic movie suggestions. So we look forward to hearing what he's got to bring to the show. This week in Swank Advice, we find out just who gets the armrest on an airline flight. And some great news with the upcoming release of a TV series based on one of the biggest feuds in entertainment. Plus, of course, look at the world of Swank, your guide and the best lounge and exotica from across the globe. Kicking off with Frank Bennett and his version of the Madonna song Material Girl on the Cocktail Nation.
Some boys kiss her, some boys hug her. She thinks they're okay. If they don't give her proper credit, then she just walks away. Well, they can beg, they can plead, but they can't see the light.
That's right.
So the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. Some guys romance, some guys slow dance. Well, that's alright with her. If they can't raise her interest well, she'll have to let them go. Well, some boys try, some boys lie, but she don't let them play, no way. It's only boys that save their pennies can make her rainy day. 'Cause we're living in a material world, she's a material girl. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. Boys may go, well that's alright, you see. Experience has made her rich, and now she's after me. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she is a material girl.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Exotica there, incident at the luau. You know, the one that we don't talk about, that one.
Showtime. On de cocktail nation et de scrémé witty classique movie suggestions.
Just like the good old days.
It's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation radio show and brand new for 2017, our man with the movies, Kramer. Hey, buddy. Great to have you back again.
Always a pleasure, Coop. How you going?
Fantastic. Now, we've got some movies to kick back. In fact, we've got a stack of movies to talk about over the coming year for 2017. And I thought, let's start off, let's go back to 1950 and talk about All About Eve.
Great film. I got a chance to see this theatrically a couple of years ago at a retro screening. I saw it on, like a lot of people, I probably saw this movie on television when I was little, didn't see all of it and sort of vaguely remembered it, but I had a chance to catch it fully. What a wonderful movie. It's one of those rare examples of a comedy, which, as we know, the Academy hates, actually won Best Movie. It's very, very funny. There's a lot of drama in it as well. But it's funny, All About Eve, and you may recall Sunset Boulevard, both came out in the same year. All About Eve looked at the theatre world, whereas, of course, Sunset Boulevard looked at the movie world, rather viciously if you think about them. So if you haven't seen All About Eve, or even Sunset Boulevard for a while, or maybe you've never seen them, they're two movies that are highly recommended and worth having a look at. The thing I loved about All About Eve, and it's funny when you look at movies years and years later, one of the people who appeared in the movie very young and very early in her career was Marilyn Monroe. Now, if you saw the movie in 1950, it's another starlet on the step, nobody important, yeah. you probably don't remember her. But of course, you look at the movie now, she became a very big star in the 1950s, and she just dominates the scene. Because you know who she was, and she wasn't famous at the time. And there's if you watch the scene really carefully, where they're sitting on the landing and sort of all chatting, I think it was George Sanders couldn't take his eyes off her, which is probably pretty funny back then. It's a bit creepy now. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of Bette Davis, but she was damn good in this. Now, and it's just one of those funny movies that comes along every now and then. And if anybody's ever done a bit of acting, you and I have done a bit of acting ever in our time, and I did plays at school when I was a kid, so you can sort of relate to what it's like having to learn a play, having somebody who was the person that learns your role if you happen to drop out. I didn't have that because I played a dragon in a play, so all I had to do was just get stabbed and fall over.
Easily replaceable.
Very easily replaced, and it was a lot of fun from memory. But yeah, but All About Eve was just one of those movies. I was really surprised, and now I understand why, when you think of how many movies got nominated back in 1950, which was about 10 movies, and there's a lot of great films got nominated, how this wonderful film won. So if you haven't seen it for a while, do yourself a favour. Check out All About Eve, released in 1950, and of course stars Bette Davis. By the way, that was kind of the beginning of the end of her career. For a while, it's sort of a slow downhill slide in the 50s. You know, roles become a lot more difficult. By the end of the decade, she actually put an ad in Variety looking for work.
Point.
One of the things that she got was a job on the TV series Wagon Train. Now, I saw that episode. I think she played a burlesque dancer or something odd like that. You know, she was just looking for work because she just wasn't being offered anything. But that sort of started her career in the 60s when she was doing those films, things like The Nanny and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. She did these oddball little horror films and other sort of weird roles. But I guess when you think about it, you grew up with a certain actor or actresses. As they get older, their roles change.
Yeah.
And you don't really think about that until the end of their career and you think, oh, geez, they don't do those type of roles anymore. Mm. It's like, I saw something the other day with Sean Connery in it. I haven't seen Sean Connery in a movie for ages because he retired.
Yeah.
And I miss watching movies with him because he was an actor that I liked. And Gene Hackman's another one. So what we're going to do in this segment is look at movies that you may have forgotten about or maybe haven't seen for a while or maybe it's time to rediscover. So today we're looking at All About Eve and also check out Sunset Boulevard if you haven't seen it for a while because both are as good as each other.
Great suggestions, Kramer. Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
Sydney, a man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, and a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Art Pepper and the Man I Love. Diana Krall before that, and Besame Mucho plus Cal Jada and Meditation. Brand new TV show coming out, and I'm so looking forward to this one. It is out March 5. It is called Feud. It's an FX limited series event talking about the dueling divas of Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, played by Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange. And the trailer, I won't play it for you because at the moment they've only released a small trailer, which really doesn't do justice on the radio because it's more pictures than anything else. But it's absolutely fantastic from what I can see. And this is a great story that just had to be told. It covers their lives as they try to jumpstart their waning careers by making the 1962 film Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? The complexity of their relationship is at the heart of the feud, and you know me, I just love those period pieces. I'll watch anything. I don't care if it gets panned, I will watch it. I just love that time machine of your mind aspect of it. It's put together by Ryan Murphy, who's one of the makers of the TV series last year, hit TV series, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. It's coming out March 5, looking forward to it. Here's Octobop now, and Walkin' Shoes on the Cocktail Nation.
digue de Cocktail Nation 8 longe leader Coucou Père.
I got the world on a string sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, it can make that ring go. Anytime I move my finger, look at me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life's a beautiful thing, long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Thank you. This is the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Oh, hello, madam.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Codename Carter and Time Bomb. Ixtahule before that, and El Nada, Ellen LaFern, and I've got the world on a string.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Have you ever been sitting on a plane and thought to yourself, I really want the armrest, but I don't want to be rude? Or maybe you just think to yourself, I really don't care. I put my arm there and you have to fight me for it. Well, that is this week's subject. I was on a plane recently and it struck me as this very contentious issue. I don't know why they don't actually give you a smaller armrest in the middle so that we don't have this issue. But there's a lot of issues on planes and some of us are a little bit uptight when we get on aeroplanes. Now, obviously, the passenger in the window controls the window armrest and the aisle seat controls the outermost armrest, but the middle two armrests, that's not the easy one. The consensus is that it's a shared space, but that the middle seat passenger really has something close to the right of way on this one. And I think this is probably the best way to handle it. In other words, if you're sitting in a window or an aisle seat, the middle seat passenger gets to put his arms down first. You've got a window, he's got an aisle. There's room left over, fantastic. If not, I think it belongs to the middle seat passenger. Maybe you disagree with me. You can always email thecocktailnation@gmail.com and let us know via the social media, perhaps, if you do disagree. But I think that's a great way of handling it in the swankest way possible. Let's take a look at the world swanked for pastime album Clocks now. It's the Sharps every Thursday, Big Band Mondays, the Fillmore Room in New York City. And Tiki Ice is back for August 10. These gigs and lots more, click on the website, cocktailnation.net, and click on the World of Swank gig guide tab. Here's Layla Schifrin and Rio After Dark. We're told it's dangerous these days, sadly, not like it was in the 60s.
Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
You will sneak into the radio station, taking the place of the mist, so I can broadcast my genuine mental powers to millions of listeners, befogging their minds until they make me their leader.
Cocktail Nation with Tiki Tones, Night of the Tikis. Next week on the show, our drinks man comes rumbling by with the drinks cart. Justin Cristaldi, our drinks man on the show. Going to leave you with Project Pimento and Shot in the Dark. Stay here.
Ooh.